You're listening to Wings on Wings podcast, season one, episode four, Return to Nantucket, part two. In this episode, which aired May 10th, 1990, Brian's ex-wife Carol shows up and Brian convinces her to return to Nantucket with him. The two resume their relationship and Helen is upset Carol doesn't remember her. Back at the airport, Carol comes on to Joe and Joe has to come clean to Brian. Our wing sauce is Torchbearer Zombie Apocalypse.
Four down, 168 to go. Wings on Wings podcast, episode four.
Yes, sir.
What do we think? Let's talk about Return to Nantucket part two. I'm DJ. I'm here with...
I'm Brett, and I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm Doug, and I'm strangely aroused.
I am Brett, and I'm moving my chair away from Doug.
This is Michelle, and I'm neither of those things.
Okay, so the reason why there is fear and or arousal at the table is because our wing sauce is Zombie Apocalypse by Torchbearer, which is a ghost pepper wing sauce. The first step in the torture that we're going to be putting ourselves in through the first real banger, if you will, of a hot sauce.
Yeah, this is...
Does Doug have a fear boner right now?
Maybe a little fear, maybe a little war, maybe a little fear war.
This is the second part of our first cliffhanger. We left you last episode with Carol returning.
Correct.
She sure did.
She did. So let's talk about it. I'm going to eat a wing to start.
Okay.
So right. Somebody else.
Yeah, I'm excited about this really spicy thing. So
I'll break it down while you guys are all digging in.
I'm going to hit a wing here too.
So we pick up where we left off at the top of the Prudential Center in Boston, Mass. And after some back and forth, Brian and Carol decide to give it another go and see if they can get back into it. So, of course, on the ride back, everybody's getting all, that's not a good look. How are you guys doing? Talk to me. Talk to me, Brett. You there, buddy?
Give me time.
Okay, you take all the time you need, baby. So after a lot of bad noise and a lot of really, wow.
Hates himself.
Yeah, that look.
Right. It is hot, though.
That's a hot sauce.
If
they had a really,
put any more sauce on this, I'd be fucked.
They had a really weird sight gag where when Brian and Carol are getting back together and they start kissing and making out, that Joe and Helen go and grab the spyglass things that Miriam mounted on the thing and turn around. And I was like, what the fuck are they doing? But it was goofy and fun, so whatever. So on the flight back, it gets a little bit more bizarre as Helen starts reverting back to her stress eating.
So before we talk about their flight back, could we back up a minute to talk about that weird comment?
Which
Brian
one?
Made.
About Luther.
He thinks they're engaged and they make a lovely couple if they could get over the racial thing.
Yes.
Welcome to 1990.
Collar pool.
Yeah. So Luther, I don't know if we mentioned this, was a black man, and apparently in 1990 in Nantucket or Boston, that this is hot.
These are hot.
That wasn't looked upon in a, I don't know, I didn't, it was an off-putting joke.
I feel like somebody has a lighter on my tongue right now.
That was the kind of joke where somebody as a writer in 89-90 is like, oh man, this is a great joke, I just struck gold.
Sure.
30 years later, it's like,
not the only questionable joke in this episode.
No. Oh no.
No. You know, I think we've said it before that this isn't exactly a feminist show.
No.
Nope.
My tongue is so hot.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to die.
I'm sweating.
The rest of me is fine. It's my tongue that it hates.
Let's
me.
Go for it. Wing two.
Wing two.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments that were.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not a feminist show necessarily, although Helen still doesn't take shit. There was a weird trans joke about Roy. Lowell thinking that Roy is a woman because he said he was sick of this woman stuff.
Yeah.
Or because Helen was going under eating binges and whatever, and Roy's like, I think it's a woman thing and I'm sick of the woman thing, and Lowell was like, you're sick of it. Wait, and he was very confused. And then he made some joke about Roy being a woman, dressed as a man.
And then he saw the brothers. I'm sorry.
Brian walked up to Joe and said, yeah. When he said, oh, I'll take your flight for you so you can take Carol out on this date picnic. He grabs him and says, he kisses him and says, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Second wing.
This is so hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I drank some milk already. I'm the loser. I can't.
No, you're not.
I like to have my tongue. I'd like to still have it. It's so painful.
So, the brothers embrace, and Lil sees it, and makes a joke of, well, I gotta start paying more attention around here.
Yeah.
Which, I like how they did a Lil is Clueless joke at the expense of gay people, trans people, women. Yeah,
sure.
Right, very 1990s
joke. Yeah, very 90s joke.
Punch down! Who gives a shit?
It was 1990. I didn't think about that stuff back then.
No.
It's 30 years ago. Chelly, you okay?
My tongue is so hot.
Yeah, this is... Brent's dying. I'm all right. I'm sweating. My collar's wet.
Top of my head is good and moist.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what we envisioned when we had this idea, so...
I drank all my milk.
So... What else?
Drink trivia, the milk, baby. Drink the milk.
Some trivia on this episode. I looked up the woman playing Carol. Her name... Okay. Brent, I'm going to make it.
I'm worried about breast health here.
So, Kim Johnston Ulrich is the actress playing Carol. She's in bit parts, including the lead role in the horror movie Rumpelstiltskin. Yes.
Oh, cool.
And did 719 episodes of Passions. I'm assuming it's a soap opera.
Yeah, the soap. Yeah, it's been around. That's been around forever.
From 99 to 2008.
That's the one with like the little doll that comes to life.
Oh.
Yeah, which is really where they threw. It's a daily soap opera, and they threw the magic subplot into it.
So.
I like how you're yelling. I'm yelling. Brett's like, "You're dude. Drink the milk. Just drink the milk, baby."
So, it's 1% milk for the record. So
is that
bad?
Mm-hmm. Lower milk fat. Well, I think the milk fat is what actually breaks up the capsaicin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know that.
Half in there if you want some.
Yeah. So. All right. So that's Carol. She's been in a lot of stuff: Third Rock from the Sun, Seventh Heaven, Maloney, Highlander, the series, Walker, Texas Ranger, Major Dad.
She's been making. She made the rounds.
An episode, a 2-episode arc of Jake and the Fat Man.
My mouth almost just warm milk.
My mouth is creating so much saliva right now.
Gotten over the hump. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Wait, what's Jake and the Fat Man?
Jake and the Fat Man. Was veteran district attorney Fat Man McCabe solved cases with the help of his easygoing private investigator partner Jake Stiles.
No relation to AJ.
No,
they solve crimes.
I don't remember that. What?
No,
it was late. It was in the '80s,
87 to 92.
There you go.
Huh.
All right. So,
fat people were hilarious.
Yeah, lots of fat jokes in this one again. Helen upset because Carol didn't. Didn't remember her.
Yeah.
So she brought out her yearbook and did all that kind of stuff. That was a big part of it. I was fatter. Remember they used to call me fatty fat rat? Was that what she said? Or fat rat, the lake rat?
I couldn't hear it because of the laugh track.
Yeah. So, again, more fat jokes at Helen's expense.
I did it.
You ate them all? Oh, my God. I only ate two. All right. Well, I'm going to eat more then.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You guys continue to fill out whatever we're...
So everybody gets back to the island. Stupidity ensues. And then, of course, we get to the big scene where Joe's in his office by himself and Carol walks in and saying something about how...
What are you doing? What are you doing? As your friend, stop.
And Carol walks in, and after a little bit of back and forth, yeah, she jumps on Joe and kisses him and says, oh, now that I'm seeing you again, I have so many feelings rekindled. And then Joe's like, oh, what are we doing? And then he grabs her and kisses her too. And he just keeps on kissing her, then ripping himself off of her, saying, I'm having such a conflict. I shouldn't be doing this to Brian. And you put me in such a bad position.
And then Helen sees it because she's eating pizza in the locker.
Which is, first I was like, why are they zooming in on the locker? Oh. Uh-huh. Because, yeah, once again, yeah, they're punched down.
Okay. All right.
My eyes are hot, but I didn't even touch them.
No. This is brutal. It's not even the hottest sauce we currently have in our hands.
No,
this is like ghost pepper sauce,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some Reapers coming up.
you want another one?
Yeah.
Have at it, Doug. It's all yours, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Last wings.
Oh, my.
Okay. There's just so much more sauce on it.
Yeah, we got some sauce.
So what else happened?
I'll do a little finger.
What else happened in this episode?
So
it wasn't the most exciting of episodes.
No, the crux of it was the hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The hotel, it was all leading up to the hotel. Yeah. So Carol's in her hotel room.
Yes.
And Helen knocks on the door, and she has her yearbook to show Carol who she is and that Carol had signed her yearbook. And they get in a fight, which I'm guessing in 1990 was a very sexy fight.
There was a headlock and a back body drop. That was kind of sick.
And then...
Carol was in a nightie.
Yes, she is in a pink nightie. And Helen had gotten...
You are dripping sweat from your neck. My shirt is soaking wet.
It looks like I just like dumped a bucket of water on your head.
I'm so sweaty right now.
The Hacketts show up just in time to break up the fight.
Oh, my God.
But then, you know, they're kind of fighting over Carol, and they decide, in what was my favorite moment of the show so far, character-wise, the Hacketts come together as brothers
to
break up with Carol.
Which is kind of the purpose of this. That was the development of all of this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so they break up with Carol, and... Helen made my favorite joke, the first joke that I laughed at about, you know, not expecting somebody to be in the locker eating pizza, which was funny.
Do you think, so, now that, in the end of the episode, Carol's gone, the men decide they don't want her. Do you think this ends Helen's eating binge?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, I just came back.
Until they need another cheap go-to joke down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember what I was going to say. The hot sauce is very hot.
It's
we're doing wings on wings. Like, we couldn't have done, like, nachos on night court or something.
Oh!
Fuck.
Stop digging. You struck oil.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Or right. Something. And unmarried with children.
I'm ready.
Do you want some more milk?
No, I'm ready to go to the ratings.
Oh, you're real. That's it's that.
Let me wrap it up really quick.
Let's just
put a bow on it, Doug.
The Hacketts get together. They realize, okay, this woman's either manipulating us or has a fucked up control. We have to make a stand and break up with her.
Yeah.
So she goes to make her decision.
TJ's left the room.
They make a decision. Okay. They both say, "We have want nothing to do with you." Finally, they get away. And then the best part of the show, at the end, as Carol's in the hotel room by herself, she gets a knock on the door. Helen comes back and hits her in the face with a pie, and that fucking ruled.
Yes.
More pie faces.
More
agree.
People should hit more people in the faces with pies. That is a thing that should be happening more in regular life.
Yeah, it's really like a trope that's gone away a little bit more. I don't think it's so bad now.
Oh my God.
It's
rough.
I mean, it's definitely hot, but yeah, more pies in faces.
Well, the other thing that did the sauce too, those wings were piping hot.
Yeah.
So that started aerosolizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you've.
You look like you've been through a war.
Yeah, you've been looking like you've been through some shit.
Well, I guess
Brett,
that
just
we should
like,
wrap this up.
Yep.
So I mean, in a little bit of a summary here, this was a rough episode in terms of it being, you know, 2020 now and looking back on 1990, how different it was. A little bit of race stuff that was awkward.
Yeah.
A little bit of homophobia stuff that was awkward.
The first 2 minutes was weird. Yeah.
A little bit of transphobia that was awkward. That was upsetting. I mean, you got to frame it in the 90s, but it was pretty gross.
Yeah.
It was pretty gross. So
yeah.
Should we do our ratings?
Yes.
So who starts? Me start? I start?
Yep, DJ.
All right, episode, I'm going 1.5. No, I'm going to go 2. I'm not going to go 1.5. The start, the rape stuff, the weird jokes, a little off-putting, some of the homophobia. I'm going to 2. There was the pizza-eating joke, which was funny. But overall, I can safely say the worst episode we've watched so far. 2.0 on the episode. Wing sauce. No matter what it may sound like, and I'm sweating buckets here. And Michelle's going in for more for some weird, twisted, demonic reason.
What are you doing?
Yeah, fuck yeah, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
I honestly, though, I'm going 3.75 on the sauce. I like the flavor. I think it's got a good taste. I think it's really hot, which is what I like, too. I like heat. I can't handle it like I used to, but I like heat. It's got a ton of heat, but it's got good flavor. You get the sauces that go all heat, no flavor, and that bothers me. I like this flavor. So 3.75.
Dope.
Brett?
Where are you at, brother?
How about you, my friend?
Episode.
All right, it's dying down now.
Like a 2.3.
Okay.
Every time I talk, it like feels like there's flames in my mouth. I don't know, like, yeah, I mean, I keep trying to, like, just be like, hey, man, this was probably filmed in 89, which was the year of me, so I'm like, you know, a lot of the racism and sexism and shit, like, I'm just trying to be, like, blinders on, put your mind in that set, but I just think it wasn't, like, that funny. It was, like, I don't know, a lot of serious moments, which is fine, like, okay. I'm cool with that with sitcoms, sure. But... yeah, I'd say that. And then the wing sauce, in my old age of 30, I'm like definitely more flavor over heat.
Sure.
At this point, this for as fucked up as it is, like you're saying, I actually enjoyed the flavor.
Right?
Of it. The flavor was good.
Yeah.
The heat knocked me right on my ass.
Well, it's tough.
I ate 2 wings and. I never want to have that again.
Okay.
So overall, though, I'm going to give it like a 2.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the episode...
Douglas, your ratings.
Doug the man.
I said, yeah, if I didn't like the follow-up for this. And it was kind of a satisfying conclusion.
You did promise that, what'd you say, the Hellhammer is going to be dropping?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I will say this, storyline-wise, it wrapped up... I think this entire thing was establishing that there's still a stronger bond between the brothers than initially thought.
It's character growth for the brothers.
So, I'll give it that. I mean, other than that, the jokes... none of the jokes really landed terribly well. It was kind of some corny-ass shit. Yes, oh, let's punch up on trans people, or punch down on trans people, women, black people, whatever. That's lazy hack writing. Even in the late 80s,
sure.
Early 90s,
you
could do, people can do a lot fucking better. Yeah. It's kind of corny ass shit.
Yes.
So for the episode, I would give that about a 1.5, but
okay.
I will give it another 0.75 to the pie to the face because I enjoyed it that much. So I'll give it a 2.25.
Okay.
For the wing sauce, for the zombie apocalypse.
Hey, yeah, Doug, my lips you've are had on this fire. Before.
I've had this before. I have a bottle of this at my house right now. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's hot and my lips are, I feel like I got smacked in the fucking lips right now. But I'm weirdly enjoying it, but I do have a kind of a masochistic edge when it comes to some hot foods. So, yeah, I'm going to go about a 4.25.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
I'm just flat out. Michelle? I'm flat out giving this rating a 1. This episode a 1. I just, you know, I liked the conclusion of it, like Doug said, of wrapping up the part 1.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that the brothers came together. I liked that Helen stood up for herself and... you know, to a high school bully. So that was all good. I just, you know, even if in 1990 it wasn't as bad, it's bad now.
Sure.
And so I just can't. So, you know, the racist, I don't even know if it was a racist joke, but it was just
racially weird joke.
And I feel like, you know, like it wasn't even that homophobic because, you know, Lowell was like, well,
yeah,
if you want to be with the man, fine.
Yes.
But but then he was like, "But don't quit on the fairer sex yet." And like, you know, I don't know. Even though it was just cringy. And so I'm just gonna go 1. The sauce, I think 3.8.
Okay.
I liked the flavor. It tasted kind of like oniony almost, yeah. And it was good.
According to the label, there's mandarin orange in it.
Oh.
Hmm. I could not tell.
It's ghost pepper, carrots, mandarin oranges, garlic, white vinegar, chili powder.
Well,
garlic.
It was good, though. I did like it. It was hot. It kicked my ass a lot at first, but then now...
It's calming down now.
Now I can good. Actually, I feel good. You know, try
I'm
some more.
I'm fine now, but
I got a good level of heat. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's our rating.
I energized from it now, weirdly.
I am. I'm a little pumped. I mean, we yelled through this whole... At least I yelled through this whole episode.
I know you were very loud.
Yeah, very loud. I was like me just trying to get through the heat. Brett went silent. I went loud.
Man...
But all right, so that's
that wasn't
it.
Wasn't even the hottest one we had.
Not yet, no.
Brother man. Brother
so
man.
Coming weeks, we're gonna get hotter. We're gonna go back and forth still because their flavor is still a very important component in this kind of thing.
I agree.
Like, so we're gonna hit some flavors that aren't hot, some flavors that have some heat, and then ones that absolutely crush us.
Yep.
Keep listening. I hope you enjoy what you're listening to.
Yeah.
I had a ton of fun on this episode.
Yeah. Check us out on social media @_wingsonwings on Twitter and Instagram. wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com Give us some feedback on how you think 4 episodes in.
Rate and review on iTunes. We haven't said that yet.
No.
Rate and review on iTunes. It's important.
Yeah. And thank you.
Eat some wings. Enjoy some wings.
Keep goddamn winging it.